state audit released last year found the number of full-time students at the university had grown by more than 10,000 in only 6 years. State aid to the university also grew over that time, but not as fast as enrollment. It's left students to pick up a bigger share of the cost of their education. Last week, Regents voted to increase tuition by nearly 7% in the next school year, with many of them saying they had no other choice to keep the institution running. Newly appointed Regent and former State Assembly Speaker Tom Loftus was among those who supported the hikes, but he says it's time to consider whether the university can continue down this path.
Do you want an ever-growing university? What if it's grown 12,000 students in the last 6 or 8 years? You can grow until you have destroyed it. And these are tough questions that have to be asked.
System President Kevin Riley says those are fair questions, but says the state of Wisconsin should try to encourage as many residents as possible to attain bachelor degrees. He says a more educated state will perform better economically.
If you believe that, and again, there's lots of evidence to that effect, then we need to make the case to the governor and the legislature. We need to make the case to this board that what we should be doing is growing. Now, we can't do that anymore, I'd agree, on the nickels we've had.
Riley says the system has had to get creative to grow enrollment under current funding. For example, last year's audit found the UW had hired more non-faculty to teach courses instead of higher-paid professors. But Loftus says it's hard to tell state lawmakers the UW system is in a crisis and needs more money when it continues to grow. He says Regents should consider whether the system needs a breather for a while. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.